Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Harry Styles in a dress, what would have been in this year's canceled YouTube Rewind, Australia's Great Bull Semen Facility Explosion, and Corey gives us his best Kamala Harris impression. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Corey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
So I was about to push record when I stumbled upon a news article that I think we should start with, that I think is a big deal to a lot of people around the world.
Shit. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Well, so are our listeners, I'm sure.
Always. I think, every time they fire up this podcast, edge of their seat. Mm.
Well, the article comes from Newsweek. It says,
oh shit,
massive semen explosion after blaze hits bull artificial insemination facility. Firefighters forced to dodge projectiles.
Where is this facility?
I don't know. Where do they keep all the what is where, this, bull cum?
What is the bull cum capital of the world?
The bull cum capital of the world is in
Tulsa.
Gippsland, Victoria, which
in Australia,
I think,
or in
so?
Canada?
I don't know. I don't know. I think we're in Australia. Yes, Australia. A huge fire at a cattle breeding facility in Australia has caused thousands of dollars in damage after at least 100 cylinders containing bull semen were destroyed.
Oh no.
100 cylinders of bull semen.
I've seen you destroy that amount of bull semen in a weekend.
Okay. The firefighters had to be wary of projectiles coming at them while they tackled the blaze.
That's, did you say Cleopatra coming at you?
Yes, I did, actually. Well, how does that make you feel? Are we on the brink of a bull extinction because of whatever mishap this is? Who knows?
I don't know. I have so many questions. Like, well, if semen's exploding,
yeah,
is it liquid enough to help put out the fire?
Ooh, I don't know. It's like if you blew up like a, what are those things that like are all over the country and they got water in them for like when fires happen? What are those called? Like a water,
water like tower. Water tower.
Yeah. If you blew that up, would it put itself out? Is that what you're
maybe
asking? Yeah, maybe.
Now I'm just thinking about the one in our hometown by the Jackson Crossing Mall that has had Jackson spelled really stupidly for a long time, but I heard they fixed it.
What do you mean spelled stupidly? Like misspelled?
Like the K in Jackson looked like an X. And I remember thinking, who the fuck?
And
it was something about, they were trying to make the K look like the intersection where 127 meets I-94.
That kind of rings a bell. I don't know.
Well, I haven't blown up one of those things either. Have you ever lit cum on fire?
I feel like now that you mentioned
Halloween was just a few weeks ago.
I didn't, no. It does seem like a ritualistic witch thing that I would do.
I was just going to say that it feels very witchy. I'm sure somewhere, I feel like I've seen the video.
I've definitely seen the video of cum on like a saucer? A saucepan.
Come in a saucepan.
Like burning. Yeah. I feel like I've seen that.
No.
Then why do I have the imagery in my head? Is it because you told me about it? Or now that I talk about it, are all of you, can you imagine the image of it? And does that, I don't know.
Anyway, it bothers me.
I think if you cook cum, it must evaporate because it's a liquid. And so does that leave like a powdery residue? I don't know.
Listen, I'm pro-life. I've never lit cum on fire. I've never boiled cum.
Well, that makes one of us. Can you boil cum? I don't know. Can you cook?
Well, sounds like a Tyler Oakley YouTube video waiting. Get Nathan on the phone.
Well, here we go. I do think you can boil pasta in any type of liquid, surely.
Well, you know, I've really been wanting to use my soda stream on a bottle of Gatorade this whole year, and I've yet to do it.
Do it. Why not?
Well, it sounds fun, but I'm like, what if I break something? What if the bottle explodes and like shoots shrapnel everywhere?
And firefighters are forced to dodge projectiles? I don't know.
And I'm forced to dodge projectiles.
I think lemonade out of lemons. Why not get all the lady bulls? What are cows? Yes, cows.
Just sissy cows.
Sissy cows. Why don't they, if they know the semen's exploding out of the insemination facility, why not get the lady cows out there and have them be catching it?
And have sop it up.
Sop it up. Yes.
Jesus is a biscuit.
They need to lay the little lady cows out on their backs and try to. It's kind of like it seems like it's a game.
Yeah. Catch, like angry birds.
But with cum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Three little angry birds. Three little birds sat on a window.
Are you singing Corinne Bailey Ray?
I am.
Was that like, did you hear it on the radio? It was just one of your
favorite
songs.
Well, I think somebody covered it, and I think it's bubbling under again. Bubbling under like a boiling saucepan of cum. Bubbly. Michael Bubbly.
Colby Calais bubbly.
No. Three little birds sat on a window. What's the rest of the lyric?
And she told me I don't have to worry.
Who? The birds?
Summer came like cinnamon. So sweet.
Is...
Little girls playing double dutch on the concrete.
Oh, hey.
I think I'm pretty spot on with those lyrics.
Is double dutch, what is double dutch? I feel like now that I'm a jump roping king, am I able to do double dutch?
Double dutch is where two people hold each one end of the rope and you have to like get in and get out.
Oh, okay. So that's actually the part of jump roping that I hate the most is the rhythm of my hands. So if somebody else took that over, I think I would really be able to like get down and boogie with it.
Do you think it increases your wrist strength?
It definitely, here's what it-
Are your forearms wider?
It helps with your posture, I think, because I try to have my arms back as far as I can go, because then it's working my back, it's working my shoulders, it's working my chest, like wingspan.
Yeah. I picture you using one of those jump ropes that we had in gym class that had like the little plastic, you know, what kind of jump ropes did you have? They had like, it was like a rope, but it had the little plastic colors all the way around. Sorry, my school was poor.
Okay. Did you have, were you so poor or did you have one of those big, like fabric sheets that everyone would blow up and then go inside?
It was a parachute. And someone would run underneath it.
Yeah.
That was like elementary school though.
I think that would be a good investment.
Fun stuff in high school.
I feel like if I were to get one of those and
at a festival? At a festival and we're all throwing up the parachute and people are running under it. I think we would make friends really fast.
I've seen a video of somebody doing one of those parachutes at college and they like hotbox in it.
Oh, I would do that. Oh, I've seen that.
And somebody came around and like opened it and smoke flew everywhere and all the kids ran every which direction.
I think I see that. Was it Vine?
Could have been.
Could have been.
Maybe.
Well, what? I'm glad we got a jump rope update.
That's the jump rope update. And that's that on that. Corey, what's new in your life? What's popping?
Oh, you know, just getting stoned at home and practicing my accents.
Oh, care to share?
We've been a big Kamala Harris, we did it, Joe household lately.
We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe. You're going to be the next president of the United States.
If you don't know what we're talking about, there was a video of Kamala Harris congratulating Joe Biden on the win. It was on her Instagram account, I believe. And she was, it looked like she had just finished a workout or something. And she was calling.
She was like on an outdoor run or something.
She calls Joe Biden and she says, Corey, what does she say?
We did it, Joe. We did it. You're going to be the next president of the United States.
And then she laughs. I think everyone was memeing it and doing their own versions of it.
I'm not great at it. One of my friends is much better than I am, and he hates it so much. He loves Joe and Kamala, but he's like, he's been quoting it. He's really good at it.
It has been stuck in my head. I will say that.
Right? Well, I saw a TikTok where somebody made it into like an EDM song.
Oh.
I will have to link it to you. It's right up your alley. And it's like, when she says states, it's like state, 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 state.
Please,
and
then I need this. Send this to
the
me.
Beat drops. It's exactly like right up your alley.
You know, I feel like the thing I like about Kamala Harris is that if she were to see that, she would enjoy it, as opposed to you know, if TikTok got a hold of Trump's audio, Trump tried to ban TikTok because of that. So like, it's kind of a nice change. Somebody in the White House, hopefully soon, with a sense of humor,
who can laugh at themselves and
we did it, Joe.
So I've been working on that, and then I know you. How far into your Schitt's Creek journey are you?
Oh,
episode maybe. 3.
Yeah, basically.
Right. Well, I was really stoned, and I was just thinking about in the later seasons, Moira Rose says "bebe" a lot instead of like "baby."
Okay.
And so I was just thinking about her pronouncing Bebe Rex's name, and it was really quite the evening.
How would she say it? Bebe Rexa.
Bebe Rexa.
Oh, that is good. Yeah. Or what about Bebe Sahara Benet? What is her name? Bebe Sweetbriar?
Bebe Sweetbriar?
No, Bebe. Who won the first season?
That drag queen.
Yeah.
Bebe Sahara Benet.
Right. So why'd you say who's that?
Bebe Sahara Benet.
I actually think you do a good accent with that. I can't do accents.
I think I'm terrible. My roommate hates me because I've just been every night, baby Raksa. But I mean, if you watch Schitt's Creek, I'm sorry, because I probably just ruined her name for you. I tweeted this and people were like, thank you, but no thank you.
Well,
and
I guess
that's that on that.
Our little Rexars out there, sorry.
Is that what they call themselves?
I think so. I don't actually know. I don't say spread.
Saurus Rexas?
I don't know. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover.
Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
So we're still in a pandemic.
Sure are.
America now has 100,000 or more new cases a day for the last 7, 8, 9, 10 days, I think.
Bitch.
It's not looking good. If you are or if you're listening and you're thinking about going home for the holidays, maybe reconsider. I believe Thanksgiving and Christmas are going to be super spreader events. So,
Hey-o.
So maybe just don't. Maybe just try not to go home for a can of cranberry.
You can get sauce. You can get that cranberry sauce around the corner.
Like, is it worth it for the dry turkey and the stuffing from a box? No.
We get it. Your family can't cook, but some of ours can.
Well, I think it's just not the move to kill your grandparents. So maybe that's just me. But while we are suffering over here in America, did you see what happened in Taiwan?
Oh, bitch, they had an outdoor fucking music festival.
Don't even get me started. Bitch, they had Ultra. It was Ultra in Taiwan. And yeah. Because they have now had over 200 days with no domestic COVID cases, which means, bitch, they're fucking raving, no masks, living their fucking lives.
Unbelievable to me.
Yeah, I mean,
it's believable. I feel like everybody only cares about them. They only care about what affects them. They're always me. I.
Oof. Well, I was very jealous. It felt like, you know, the SpongeBob meme where he's watching like through his window as Squidward and Patrick are playing outside. And it felt like, I was like, I just want to play. It's not going to happen anytime soon. Though we do have two vaccines on the horizon that are showing promising results. So who knows? I don't know. I think, doesn't a vaccine only work if everyone takes it? It's like, people aren't going to fucking take the vaccine. And it's
Well, you can take it.
I'm gonna take it, bitch. I'm gonna double up.
Take one of each.
I'm gonna fucking stick them in. Poke and prod, honey.
I hope the factory explodes and it just rains vaccine rain on me.
I'll be the lady bull trying to catch the spurts.
It's a heifer, bitch.
That's what they call me. Massive explosion all up in me, please.
Get it. Hit it.
Thank you. Yeah, I was very jealous of the festival. It was like a glimpse into my dream 2020, which was I was planning on going to EDC and EDC Vegas and Coachella and Outside Lands and this and that. And life is beautiful. And I wanted to do my first Burning Man. And I wanted to do my first Lightning in a Bottle. It was just, I had so many dreams, but here we are. Isn't it crazy
to
think?
Well, now you get to get stoned in your living room and watch TV.
Lucky me. Lucky me. It is wild to think that other countries just shut down for a month, strict guidelines, and now they're back to normal. And here we are with a bunch of
and isn't it wild Trump that their people. Economies that their economies didn't completely fall apart?
You know, yes. It is. But yeah, we'll see what happens.
I know. They're locking shit down in Michigan again.
I saw that. So I have hopes
Lord knows there's more conspiracy crazies that are going to come try to kill Gretchen Whitmer all over
Please
again.
Don't put that out into the universe. I don't think we need that.
Well, the Republicans were like tweeting to like make it happen.
Yeah, well, Donald Trump... That has Who? Been, that never Whoomst. Was, that piece of shit, Whoomst. that normal citizen that I can fucking shit on now, like, who gives a fuck? I can't wait. I hope Twitter fucking blocks him as soon as they can. Just piece of shit. People, I have been temporarily suspended for much less than Trump is up to.
Have you really been temporarily suspended on Twitter?
I think I like joked to a friend, I said die or something, you know.
Oh shit.
So
you said whole pics.
I said whole pics or die. So Corey, I went on a little cabin getaway this weekend.
How was it?
It was superb. It was wonderful. It was kind of like an unplug, unwind. It was a chance for me to see my little sister and my little brother. And the three of us just had like a siblings getaway up in the mountain. We found a hot spring.
Shit.
I know.
How hot was it?
It was pretty hot. It was like freezing out because we were in the mountains and there was snow. And so I was like, okay, well, this is the location of the hot spring. So it doesn't look like it's that hot down there. But I did see a naked man in one of the puddles. So I was like, okay, well, if he's naked, then maybe I got to go get and just like dip a toe in, see what's the deal. And I put my toe in and it was fucking hot. It was like a jacuzzi.
Did you ever see Dante's Peak?
I don't even know what that is.
Was that volcano movie from either the late 90s or the early 2000s?
We didn't, Joe. Like,
it's got to be like 90. It's got to be like 1998. Anyways, the volcano is all erupting. And there's this scene where there were these like people in a hot spring and it got too hot because the volcano erupted and it Ooh. Boiled them. It boiled them just like that bull cum.
Oh,
and so now, anytime I've ever been at a hot springs, I'm all like, am I going to die like the people in Dante's Peak?
Have you been to many hot springs?
I went to one near Mammoth like four or five years ago. Oh. And it was great. I didn't have a swimsuit, so I just dipped in my toes. I also didn't want to be wet for a car ride home.
Well, I went in with a swimsuit because I was with my siblings. But everyone, there were like three other people. It was a pretty big area. So like I felt comfortable going there and not having to interact with other humans. But we could hear a woman down the way. And she was butt-ass naked. Good for her. Everything out and about, and she's like doing like pulling her leg up behind her and stretching and singing, and she's like talking about like her last shrooms adventure where she became a panther, and I'm like, all of us, me and my little siblings, are eavesdropping, of course, and like her whole situation is out. And so, and she's like rubbing
all
the mud.
Was she wearing a mask?
Well, she was rubbing the mud on her head and on her face and on her tits and on her everywhere. I was like, is that what we're supposed to be doing? I don't know.
How were her tits?
They were beautiful. I looked at my little brother because he's straight. I was thinking, I wonder if he's into this situation, seeing this woman be all kind
of freaky.
Old
was the woman?
She was maybe 30. She was she was giving
she's like
me
your age.
She was like sexy and like free spirit. She was shaved head and snatched figure. Not to
you
not
can't
that
say
I was,
snatch about a woman when
why
she's
not?
Naked.
I don't know. But yeah, it was very weird to be around naked people with my siblings. I was like, I wanted them to not look.
You're all cover your eyes.
I was. I felt very in charge of my little siblings for the weekend. I was like, okay,
they're both of age.
I know, but it's just I look at my little brother
your
and I see a 6 year old.
Straight brother's probably seen titties.
Oh, he's done more than that. I think. I don't know. I don't want to know.
I'm sure he has.
Well, we had a cabin for the weekend, and it was we went up to kind of like. I don't know, just like a ski resorty area, but it was completely empty because I think it's like off season or something. So it was so nice, so secluded. And it was like a good little siblings retreat. It was nice to connect and be goofy idiots and like just like dance. And
That sounds so nice.
Yeah. We were, we had good conversation. I don't know. I was like, my brother is very on the same wavelength as me of like, let's talk about consciousness and our place in the universe.
Oh, I love that.
And
did you tell him your caterpillar story?
No, but I did have another realization this weekend that I need to be vegetarian.
Oh, wow.
Yet again.
You're going to do the damn thing.
I need to. I need to, I know.
Well, it's up to you. It's up to you.
Anyway, so that was my weekend. And to end the weekend, we watched Dumb and Dumber because it's like a family favorite. And I gotta say, it really holds up. If you're looking for a laugh or a million, Dumb and Dumber.
I feel like you should go as them in the orange and baby blue suits for Halloween some year. I was like a couple's costume.
Okay, well, maybe.
But make it like sexy.
Oh, I was thinking, you know, the Pretty Bird.
Pretty Bird. It's a dead parrot. Its head's taped on.
Okay, spoiler. I think that scene still was shocking. That I mean, the whole movie, there's like a lot in it that are big swings, and they really knock it out of the park still when I'm 31.
I just always think about them riding on that moped to Aspen and the frozen boogers on their faces, and then the one pees and gets frozen to the other one, and then when he gets off the bike, is this, you're looking at me like this isn't all plot.
It is. I'm just remembering it all. I was very stoned, so I don't know.
Why is this movie permanently ingrained in my brain?
It's a good one. When was the last time you saw it? I highly recommend.
Well, I'll look it up.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So, wait, I had this written down. It was something I wanted to bring up to you. Mm-hmm. Because it was big drama in our household.
What?
So, there was like, if you look online and you Google like Reba McEntire's ex-husband's like new wife, it pulls up pictures of this woman who looks identical to Reba. And so all along, all my friends were saying that Reba McEntire's ex-husband married a woman who looked identical to Reba McEntire, like literally spitting image twins. And we've been believing this for a good chunk of the year, but we finally found out over the weekend that it was actually a lie. And it was just like, people kept tagging this woman in photos of Reba McEntire to change the algorithm so that pictures of Reba come up when you search the other woman's name.
I
so
feel all like these people, I've believed this. I feel like maybe you sent it to me. I don't know.
All these people believe that Reba's ex-husband married a woman who looked identical to her and her name's like Laura something, but it's just the internet.
Well, it'll do that. The internet changed the definition of Santorum.
Right. And it's like when you Google like loser and pictures of Trump come up, like, Who's tagging these photos?
QAnon, it's gotta be. I do believe, maybe. I don't know.
Whenever someone says QAnon, all I can think of is, you know that reporter that Trevor Noah would always send out to the Trump rallies?
Yes.
He was like, I love those videos, first of all. But he was like interviewing this guy who was like believing QAnon, and he was calling it QAnon.
No.
and the guy was like, he was like, why are you saying QAnon? And he was like, well, you got to pronounce the Q. So
Not when
anyone says QAnon, I think QAnon. So I hope we can change that as well.
Did we discuss Wendy Williams on The Masked Singer? I think we did, vaguely.
I think we did. I saw...
Living for all of everyone turning it into like a meme, because everyone's doing like a... Oh, I need to send you the clips
I saw,
of it.
I saw one that someone had made a Spotify playlist.
Oh, I didn't see
like
that.
Each
I loved it.
Title of the song was like one of the noises she made.
Nobody holds the door for a native New Yorker. I don't know if you know that, but
is what that does what that she mean? Says? Is that,
yeah. No one opens the door for a native New Yorker.
Was that an original?
I don't know what that is, actually.
I feel like, was that a song Gaga covered with Tony Bennett? It seems native, very that.
Native New Yorker by Odyssey, I guess. She really brought it back.
Should I put it in the Power Hour this year?
Please. What else is going to go in? I don't know. I was just talking to Nathan. I'm like, are we doing 100 things I did in 2020? Because, bitch, there aren't 100 things. Like, that's a stretch.
I mean, you're going to have to, like, figure it out. I mean, how much jump roping can you put in a 100 things video?
I was thinking of doing a ranking of every video I made in 2020. Like, the A, B, C, D, E.
Do we get to vote?
Maybe. Fan voted. Ranking my own videos. Great, thanks.
I'll rank them for you if you need a second opinion.
They aren't doing a YouTube Rewind this year. Are you happy? Are you upset?
I don't know the last time I watched a YouTube Rewind.
Yeah, they really lost the plot with that. They used to be really good, and then it turned into garbage.
The last one I saw was the one that had Katy Perry's Dark Horse in it, so that would have been like 2014.
That was me. I was Katy Perry in Dark Horse.
I was there.
Oh, were you at the set?
I spent a whole day at that shoot.
Lucky you.
You're telling me.
Yeah, they announced no YouTube Rewind, and I thought, you know what? After the last couple of years, all people did was shit on it. So if I were YouTube, I'd be like, no, we're not spending all this money for y'all to just drag us and give us the most disliked video on YouTube every single year because y'all just hate things.
What money are they spending? It's not like they paid you.
No, but they, the amount of money they put into it is like a lot. True. Like flying people out and sets and costumes and this and that. It's a to-do.
I believe you.
I think.
Hey, did you see Harry Styles in a dress?
I did, and I don't think I cared.
Yeah, I only saw it because, I mean, I saw it, but then I saw all the Republicans really crying about it.
This is, I don't understand, like, people being like, they're trying to fuck with masculinity or blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, well, this is not new. Like, do you not remember that, like, magazine cover of Brad Pitt in a dress?
No.
I think it was like Vogue or something in like the year 2000, I think. Like way back in the day. But like this is not new. And David Bowie in, you know, a dress and like who else?
Clowns wear dresses all the time.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. But like it's
Are we gonna ban all clowns?
What I'm finding is I think with the Trump loss, these like grifters that just make a whole identity on Twitter based on being a Trump supporter. What do they have to talk about now? So they're just desperate to cling to scare tactics of like culture shock that liberals are trying to change men and blah, 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 blah. And I think,
yeah,
I
saw all the stupid talking heads tweeting, not the band, the talking heads, but all the Republican talking heads tweeting about, I wish men were more manly. They're trying to take away manliness.
It's like now that they don't have Trump in power to like do their diabolical garbage schemes, now they're going to, I feel like it's going to go back to what it felt like when Obama was in office and them just like attacking liberal
wearing a tan suit.
Yeah, just like dumb shit because they have nothing to cling to. So Harry Styles in a dress, not only is it not groundbreaking, but I also thought it was fine. Whatever, who cares? Wonderful, good for him. If you felt the vibe, if you liked the look, good. I thought it was a good look and didn't change my life one way or the other. I think Harry Styles is great, but like, girl, you're really having a heart attack about this?
Pick your battles.
Yeah.
Didn't he wear, I'm pretty sure he wore a dress in one of his music videos like last year or earlier this year. So like, why is this a news?
Because they got nothing to talk about because they're bored out of their wits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twiddler their thumbs.
Waiting for a cum explosion.
Aren't we all?
Yep. Anyway, anything else you want to talk about today, Corey?
You know, I'm looking at my little notes that I had. Mm-hmm. That's about it on me.
Well,
I did have one question.
What's up, baby?
Do you think your fingernails grow faster than your toenails?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, me too. Why is that?
I have no clue now that I think about it, but I would assume yes.
I definitely cut my fingernails more regularly than I cut my toenails, but like, why?
I don't know.
Shouldn't all of our nails be growing at the same time?
I would think yes, but nails really freak me out because it's like, yeah, we're mammals, but like nails,
it's
to
our
me,
human claws.
Yeah, they're claws. They're,
that's like
they're
how
straight
we could
up
climb
like,
trees.
They're like fucking. It feels very like
Wolverine.
I don't know. Sure, yeah, reptilian even. It just feels.
You think
it feels like it doesn't go with monkeys, which we are.
Do monkeys have fingernails?
I don't know. Maybe.
Damn. Now I want to Google some monkey fingers.
You can. Hey, what's that monkey bread? Oh, I love monkey bread.
I've never even had that. I hear people talk about it all the time. I'm like, what is it? Like a cinnamon roll with raisins in it?
No raisins, I don't think. But it's delicious. I highly recommend. I saw it in the frozen food section, but I've never made the frozen one.
At the store?
Yes, like a box in the frozen food section.
Oh, I thought it was something you have to like make. Your mom like made it when you were in fourth grade and you brought it in for your birthday.
I would think it's better homemade, but who knows? It depends on who's making it.
How much monkey is in it?
No monkey, baby.
One cup?
No monkey. None. Not a single one. No, ma'am. Just three little birds. Well,
that's false. That's false fucking advertising. No monkey in my monkey bread.
No monkey bread. No monkey in the bread, baby.
Fuck. That'd be like banana bread with no bananas.
Yup.
See? False advertisement. Baby Rexa.
Thanksgiving's coming up. Are you going home?
No, okay. I haven't gone home for Thanksgiving in years.
Good answer. And I hope you all listening are not going home either, or unless it's, I don't know.
My local store sells canned cranberry sauce and stovetop. Where do I gotta be?
Good. Great. That's what I like to hear. If we don't have the leadership telling us to stay home, at least you have me and Corey telling you maybe stay home.
Yeah. Thanks. Be safe out there. Wear a mask.
Okay. Corey, I think that's all we have for today. Where can people find you?
You can find me online at BebeRaxa. Lovesmonkeybread.com.
And you can find me on the set of YouTube Rewind, wondering, where is everyone? Where is everyone? If there were going to be a YouTube Rewind this year, like, is there any music video that you would want to be in that scene of them remaking it? I guess, obviously Rain on Me or maybe any Gaga moment,
or maybe that Harry Styles music video where he's in a dress.
Maybe.
Did you see the one? Have you seen the one where he's got a fish that's his like best friend?
You'll have to check it out. I wonder if they were doing a YouTube Rewind, if the semen explosion from the bull insemination factory would make it in, because you know it's topical.
Yeah, next year.
Maybe. Okay. Okay, well, have a good life, Corey. I'll see you on the internet.
We didn't, Tyler.
We didn't. You're going to be the next president of the United States.
You're going to be the next podcast of the United States. All right, bye.